Today, we got Elle Sweet, who is the Chief Compliance Officer of Fresno Acura, Marin Acura, Modesto Subaru, and Mercedes-Benz of Modesto. Elle, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Jordan.
Back in October, you guys did have a pink Acura that came across the newsfeed on LinkedIn. And it was cool because you had all these signatures that were on there, and it was cool to see a campaign like that. So just give us like a recap of what that was and also like why you guys chose to do that.
Sure. So actually this last year in 2023, we celebrated a decade of the pink Acura. So 10 years ago, when I first started in a more official role within our family business, I was handling marketing for all the stores.
And sure.
You see at dealerships across the nation, oh, we're going to do something for breast cancer in October. For us being female owned and female led, it was important for us to really dive into that. I have family members that have been affected by it. I have employees, we have customers. So it really just made sense to get involved. But we wanted to do more than just having dealership employees wear a pink polo on Wednesday.
Yeah. You know, sure. So
because you see that everywhere, like, oh, it's a pink Wednesday or pink Fridays or whatever. And for us, that really just didn't do it. And so we sat in a room and we were brainstorming for hours of, you know, maybe we're going to like wrap our towers in pink or do something that was really highlighting who we were and how we stood out in the community. And then it kind of hit us of, wait, we have cars. Like,
yeah,
we have moving billboards.
That's and right.
So that's how the idea was born, that we were going to wrap a car in pink vinyl. And that then and there still wasn't enough. So just having a pink car on the lot, yeah, it's eye-catching. You'll get people driving by to see it. But what does it mean? What does it actually do?
Sure.
And so that was something that we always try to build into our marketing campaigns or anything that we do. There has to be substance behind it. It can't just be we're going pink because we feel like it. So the idea that we came up with was, not only would this be a moving billboard, but this is a vehicle that we could take out to schools, hospitals, doctor's offices, businesses, and actually invite the community to come and sign it. Dealership or people that come into our dealership. So whether they're in there for service, they're buying a car, we're inviting them to add their name to it, whether they're a survivor or not,
that's
whether
cool.
They're affected by it. And so the concept that we originally started with was we were, for every signature, our dealership would donate a single dollar to that cause.
Sure.
So the first three or 4 years were pretty hectic of trying to actually keep track of the number
of signatures. That's right. Yeah.
And so we did have to pivot just because when we were starting to get into the thousands of signatures, it was like, and you're at an event, you've got hundreds of people swarming your car.
That's right.
It was incredibly difficult, the amount of staff that I would have to have on hand. And so what we ended up doing is we partnered with a local hospital that has a very specialized breast cancer center. And so instead of sending it to a major national corporation or anything like that, we send it directly to the hospital. So all the funds that we donate stay local, but they provide education, free mammograms, free testing, anything under the sun that you could imagine. And so the partnership continues to grow every year. So as our relationship with the hospital grew, we also started a new campaign that's called the Pink Patch. And so that also partners with local law enforcement and first responders. So your different fire stations, sheriff offices, police officers, they all wear patches on their uniforms that would say Fresno Police, FPD, whatever.
Oh,
and
sure.
For the month of October, those patches are pink now. And so they actually sell those patches to people. And so that also contributes to the dollars. But again, all the dollars stay local. But it's really been an amazing decade of the pink Acura. We have customers or just people that have never even bought a car from us or serviced a car with us that come to our showroom every single year in tears of, I'm here to sign the pink Acura. It means so much to me. You'll see people that, I mean, I've got anywhere from a two-year-old kid that's scribbling on the car that doesn't do anything. But then you have people that are writing heartlong, like very heartfelt messages to a mother, a sister, someone that they've lost, or they themselves as a survivor offering words of encouragement to people. So it's really become this movement in our community to where we get calls throughout the entire year.
I'm sure
not
you
just
do.
October, of like, how do I get the pink Acura? I'm like, well, we only do it from generally about the middle of September through the middle of November, but they're asking for it all the time. So we know that it's made an impact, and by the sheer amount of dollars that we've been able to contribute to our local community, it really means a lot. But it's the big things. It's when those customers or people come in off the street and are just in tears of saying how much it means to them. From a dealer perspective, it's not that big of a deal for us to wrap the car. The manpower that goes into it, though, of taking it to events, making sure it gets seen, doing the media coverage, all of those definitely can take a toll. But at the end, we always feel fulfilled at the end of it because it means so much to our community now.
Yeah, for sure. There's a few things that we always talk about within our SoDo media community. And one of the things that comes to mind is we always try to find these more than cars moments where it's not about the cars you sell or the cars you service. It's about the impact you make in your local community. And this totally hits the nail right on the head for what it means to be a part of a more than cars moment. So just like you said, there's people that ask for this all year long. There's people that make an impact in their lives just by coming over and signing it. And I mean, you look at statistics and the majority of people either have someone directly in their immediate family or a close friend who has been affected by cancer in some way.
Absolutely.
And it's so cool to see that you guys are making this impact and you know that. But not only that, but you continue to invest in bringing this to certain places, you know, not throughout the year, but at the times that it's appropriate.
Sure.
And just like you said, it's easy to get a car and wrap it. Logistically, it's a little bit more difficult to bring it places, but you guys have invested in that to make that happen because you know the impact that it has. And I mean, you continue to see that year after year, I'd imagine.
We do. And what's cool about it is we've been able to take the same concept and actually spread it to our other stores. So
that's
for instance,
awesome.
My Subaru dealership in Modesto, obviously it's a Subaru brand. We're all about pets. So we're partnered with a local animal shelter there, and we do adoption days throughout the year, but there is a period throughout the year where that's all we're focused on. And so we do the same exact thing. It's not a pink Subaru, but it is a wrapped Subaru, and we invite people in the community to come out and sign it. Or we do the same thing with a local event, and people love it. We've done the same thing with big marathons where we've been a pace car, where people come across the finish line and get to sign the car. It is this weird moment for people of being able to deface a vehicle, I think.
Yeah. They're like, this is okay.
The amount of times we say, do not do this to your own car. This is the only car you can ride on.
Yeah.
But it is something where it just gives them a feeling of being involved and that they're part of something bigger, part of something that's for the community, by the community, and it's for them, really. So we have been able to take that concept of the pink Acura and spread it to the other stores. And we've seen the same impact across the board. So, but everything we do when we do stuff like that, there is a charity element behind it. I'm not just wrapping a car and being like, come sign my car, you know, get a 10% discount. We don't do that. Everything has to have a charitable aspect behind it and always has to be for our local communities.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess the other cool part too is, I mean, just knowing your background is you're so willing to help get your team involved and people involved, not only in helping like develop them to get to the next level, but also give them a purpose and reason for why they come to work every day. And when they see that level of impact that they're making in the community, like that's just another driving factor for them to continue to show up and do a great job, to push to help the next person or to sell the next car or to service the next car or to push the right paperwork. I mean, there's just so much purpose driven behind that too. I mean, your employees probably brag about this all the time, just that they're a part of this.
For many different reasons, but I think that's one of the benefits of working at an independently owned dealership or a dealership group is that most of the time it is generations of families. And so we've been doing this for decades and decades, which means your customers have also been around for decades and decades. So I have employees that have been with me for 20, 25 plus years, 30 plus years. Their referrals are insane just because, you know, mom and dad have bought 5+ cars. They bought them for their kids and their neighbors buy them, et cetera. But they know coming to us, like, we're here, we're local, we're in the community, the dollars aren't going anywhere else, and we want to give everyone the best deal and make them as happy as possible. So it does create a different sense of culture within the stores that, you know, we're not working to the weekend. We're not working for that next payday. We're working to make sure that our employees and our customers are well taken care of at all times. So we do have a very open door policy when it comes to customers or employees. If there's an issue, the people that are going to be resolving it are the people at the top. It's not going to be punted down the line or, oh, you know, talk to this manager or that one. we're going to be on the front lines and we're going to be handling it and continue to be the face of the company so that they can have that trust and respect and know that when they come to our store, they're going to be taken care of.
Yeah, it's so clear that level of care that you have for your stores, for your employees, for your customers, for your community, and even for your state as a whole. It seems like you're very active in the New Car Dealer Association for California. So tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. So I started, we've always been involved with CNCDA, which is the California New Car Dealers Association, with multiple rooftops. It's very helpful in terms of staying active in politics and legislation, knowing what's coming down the pipeline, education, yeah, et cetera. And so I first got involved. They asked me to come and join the legislative board. And this was a few years ago. And that was something where it was very eye-opening for me and educational to actually learn the political and legal process that goes into creating the laws that affect our dealership on a regular basis and daily, over and over and over again. How we have these processes in our stores are there for a reason. So then that kind of pivoted to I was nominated and then elected to the board of directors. I truly enjoy the camaraderie with the other dealers, but it has been a huge resource for our stores because if I run into a question, and like you mentioned, I run compliance for all the stores. So that could be anything from HR, sales and F&I to total EHS and fixed operations and throughout the entire store. If I run into an issue, I now have a network of dealers across the state that are going through the same regulations that I can reach out to and be able to figure out the best process for us. What a dealer down in LA is doing may not be the best thing for what I'm doing in Fresno or Modesto or in the Bay Area.
Sure.
But I can take those ideas and mold them into something that works for us. Same thing. So during COVID, because I am very compliance centric, I was a big resource to other dealers of what we were doing and how I was going about it to make sure that we hit all those regulations. Because unfortunately for me, every single one of our rooftops were in a different county in California. So not only do you have the federal and state regulations, but you have the different counties as well. So it was a bit of a moving target during that time period.
I'm sure it was.
But being able to then spread those resources out amongst other dealers across the state and then receive feedback in return, we all just help each other on a regular basis. But California has one of the strongest state associations in the nation. We have the most dealerships of any association. So there is a lot of strength behind it. And so to be involved on the front lines of that, I believe, has truly helped me immensely as an individual, but also throughout our stores. So I'll come back from a meeting and be like, here's what's coming down the pipeline, and this is what we need to prepare for. It's so imperative for dealers to be aware, not only what's happening around them on a local sense in a very micro area, but look at it from a state level. Also look at it from federal. How does that actually affect your dealership on a day-to-day basis? And what are you taking from these other dealers and being able to enact it in your own stores?
Yeah, that's right. Just like you said, there's such a great community of new car dealers that are created in California. I mean, California sells the most new cars out of any state. Mm-hmm. So of course they should have one of the best new car dealer associations. Just the team. Yeah, for sure they do. And like the team that's created, the board of directors, the involvement, and just like the give and take that happens between dealers within that community. It's amazing what they've been able to create, and just the entire team at the New Car Dealer Association has done such a great job of leading that. Then also people that are a part of the board, just like you. So huge props to you guys.
Thank you. I mean, one of the great things that we have done over the past couple years is we have completely reformed the CNCDA Foundation. And before it was really just something that, you know, dealers would pay into, the board would pay into, and we would dole out money accordingly. And we've really restructured that whole thing. And that came from a strategic meeting of a mix of dealers across the state, different metro associations, as well as just regular dealers, both from the fixed and the sales and F&I side. And we had a 2-day conversation of what do we want this foundation to actually do? And so we targeted what our biggest problem was, is a technician shortage. And sure. So if you look at CNCDA Foundation today, as opposed to what it was a couple years ago, what we do now is wildly different. The foundation is wholly focused on solving the technician shortage in California. Wow. So all the dollars that are poured into the foundation are now handed out in technician scholarships. We do educational events with high school students and with college students talking about how you can actually have a great career in automotive. Because if you're in high school, When has any teacher ever said, you should consider going into automotive? No yeah. one's ever said that. It doesn't exist. And so then you also look at the fact that a lot of auto shops and stuff have been taken out of high schools. So that whole concept of learning that this could be your passion has been completely removed and out of students' grasp. So what exactly. are we doing to actively teach them that, hey, there is an opportunity here. You can make a great living in automotive. Opportunities and doors will continue to open. So it's always a matter of what's our next step? What's our issue? How do we solve it? And what do we need to do to get there? And so we have a fantastic team of staff at CNCDA, and the dealers that choose to volunteer their time to be there. I mean, we really do have an amazing group of people, and they come from all different brands, all different size dealerships, all different parts of the state. So we yeah. really do get a very good variety of opinions, of, you know, best practices. And then we can kind of jumble that all together and put it out to all the other 1,500 dealers within the state of California and be like, hey, guys, maybe look at doing something like this. So there is a lot of great stuff that comes out of being involved with the state association. And I will continue to agree that CNCDA is definitely top five in the nation.
Top one, I would say, right?
I mean, yeah.
I can say that, right? Top one.
I'm a car dealer. I'm not going to put myself into a hole here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, well, Elle, first off, thank you so much for leading the charge in California, being a part of the change that's happening, not only for car dealers, but also for second generation, third generation, and also multiple generation car dealers in California, across the country. And also, Elle, just thank you for joining us, Dave.
Great. Thank you, Jordan.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Dirt with Asodi. If you're new to our channel, make sure and mash that like and subscribe button. Also, check out some of these links for our other great podcasts and content.